You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hey everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, it's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is the 31st, I think, of August, Tuesday the 31st. So hopefully you're ready for September. Lots of people are going back to school and are trying to, despite COVID and all that other stuff. So hopefully everything is going well with everyone you love. Things are going okay with me, I guess. There are a couple of things, I guess, on the website that I posted. I actually put a lot of content up in the last couple of days. And so I do highly recommend that you read some of that. Obviously, the big thing was Master Matt's caging of his new faggot, Tommy, which is going well. Tommy is starting to struggle a little bit with the idea that he's not going to be allowed to come anymore like a man. And so this is kind of a new experience that every chastity faggot goes through. So it's not unexpected, but Master Matt's other two faggots are driving me crazy because Tommy's driving them crazy with all of his questions and whatever. So, yeah, they're like little puppies, you know, yip, 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 all day long. So anyway, what I wanted to talk about, though, is about a post that I put up today. It's kind of a catch-up episode for the story of Master Matthew. Master Matthew, and I want to go into this story a little bit. Okay, you should read it because coming from him and his words, it's a little bit better than me trying to go back and explain it. But anyway, I'm going to give you a little bit of a backstory on this one, okay? So, Master Matthew is a straight alpha. He contacted me because he had a faggot that wanted to serve Master Matthew as his domestic faggot, okay? And so I kind of advised him on that. And Master Matthew, he's a straight alpha, like I said. He had no interest in really even, he wasn't even sure if he really wanted a domestic faggot, okay? He was like, whatever, I don't really know anything about this, you know? So he took this faggot, I still don't know this faggot's name. We're going to call him Faggot. But, so Master Matthew took this faggot on as his domestic faggot, okay? And the faggot was serving a couple of times a week. And, you know, Master Matthew found it to be kind of weird at first, obviously. The faggot kept wanting to massage his feet and stuff, which, of course, you know, if you've listened to this podcast at all, you know faggots absolutely love feet, okay? And so I kind of talked Master Matthew into allowing the faggot to do that, and he liked the massages that the faggot gave him. And he liked having the faggot serving him domestically. His house was clean, you know, things were prepared and whatever. And he started using the faggot more often. And he was surprised at how devoted the faggot was to service. Like the faggot would, you know, be at his beck and call. Now, all of this was kind of surprising to me at the time because the faggot had a boyfriend. But the faggot was spending all of its time over at Master Matthew's house serving him, taking care of his house. And I was kind of curious about that arrangement. And I don't know if the boyfriend really understood or knew the nature of the relationship, you know, that this faggot was serving Master Matthew. I don't think he understood that, really. I don't know. But that's immaterial. But, like, Master Matthew was enjoying having the faggot around more often because, like, he would bring girls over to fuck, and the faggot would serve them breakfast in the morning in bed. You know, the faggot would clean up the house before and after he fucked these girls or whatever. And, you know, that was great for him. And he said that the girls liked it, too. The girls liked having this faggot, you know, making them breakfast in the morning and stuff after they got fucked the night before. You know, what a great deal, right? I guess. So, anyway, the faggot was very adamant. It was very persistent, I should say, asking Master Matthew if it could lick his ass, okay? Then Master Matthew had no interest at all in, you know, letting the faggot suck his dick or anything sexual at all. And really, Master Matthew talked to me about it. He said, what is the deal with this? You know, like, why does this faggot want to lick my ass so badly? And so I began to talk to Master Matthew about why faggots want to lick the asses of men, you know, and what it does for men, okay? And I'm just going to stop right here and just say this. Men underestimate this. If you're a straight man, or you're a straight alpha in particular, and this is about straight alphas, this podcast is. If you're a straight alpha and you're not getting your ass licked, you are missing out on a massive amount of power. It makes men feel very powerful to have a submissive whatever, female, faggot, whatever, lick your ass, okay? Now, Master Matthew was objecting to this. He was saying, oh, that seems gay. I don't want anything to do with it. I'm not going to bend over for some guy to lick my ass, blah, 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 you know. And so I did something kind of creative here. I snagged a little video clip of Master Max, the well-known foot dom, a clip of him standing up, getting his ass licked by Charlie, I'm going to call him his faggot, but Master Max doesn't call him that. But anyway, Master Max was getting his ass licked standing up. Well, this seemed to kind of make Master Matthew go, and so, like, again, Master Matthew is a completely straight alpha male. He has had no even thoughts about gay sex, gay anything, okay? So this is all brand new to him. So after I gave him that video clip, I get this message from Master Matthew a day or two later where he says, you were right. I do feel really powerful now that I had that faggot lick my ass. And I was so overjoyed by that because, again, like, I cannot tell you how many times I've been right about this. I have said this to so many straight alpha males. Just have a faggot lick your ass, or I have done it, okay? And every single one of them says the same thing. It wasn't gay. It felt great. I feel powerful. I feel like a king, okay? So I know this is a fact. It is not my opinion. It is fact. So any straight alphas out there that are not, they're not receiving this form of worship, you are absolutely missing out on something profoundly impactful in your alphahood. Profoundly, okay. So, anyway, Master Matthew discovered his faggot came to him and told him that the faggot's boyfriend had arranged for a trip, a 2-week vacation to Turks and Caicos, which I don't know if you're familiar with Turks and Caicos, but it is a lush, you know, like tropical, you know, beachy vacation spot. It's very affluent. Lots of wealthy people travel there, live there, etc. It's definitely a destination spot. It's beautiful. And anyway, so the boyfriend decided that they were going to take a 2-week vacation. And guess what? The boyfriend didn't ask Master Matthew if that was okay. Now, keep in mind that to this point, the boyfriend was not involved with Master Matthew. Didn't think really about, should he ask Master Matthew if it was okay to schedule a vacation, you know. And Master Matthew took offense to that. And so he had the boyfriend come over to his house, and he had a little talk with the boyfriend, and the boyfriend submitted to him. And not only did the boyfriend apologize and promise it would never happen again, but he also offered Master Matthew the opportunity to go with them on this trip, that this boyfriend was willing to pay for Master Matthew to accompany them to Turks and Caicos, and they were going to give him the master suite in their, you know, condo that they're renting. That's a tremendous turnaround, okay? Master Matthew is going to take that, okay? He's going to take that gift from that couple. And basically, he's basically now enslaved both of these, not just the faggot that he's owned now, but now he's taking ownership of the boyfriend. And this is a straight alpha who never had any interest in anything to do with faggots at all. And now he is taking complete control of a faggot couple, essentially. The boyfriend may be a beta, I don't know, but like they're both, one's a faggot for sure, and the other one is probably close to being a faggot too. So anyway, Master Matthew's taking control of both of these. And again, read the stories that I have posted on this extraordinary turn of events. It is, I mean, I've covered it pretty deeply in depth, so definitely check that out. The point is, and I just want to, this episode is to alphas, straight alphas primarily, okay? If you are not utilizing faggots in your life, you are absolutely missing out on an incredible opportunity to broaden your power and your understanding of your own alphahood. Any straight alpha who only sticks to, you know, cash raping faggots online, you might feel powerful from doing that. Sure, okay. But there's nothing in this world that replaces actual ownership of faggots. You know, when you have faggots that are willingly giving up of their time and energy to clean your house, do your laundry, cook your meals, whatever, lick your ass, do whatever, you know, run your bath, you know, whatever you choose. If you're not employing faggots in that way, you know, you're not even getting the full benefit of being an alpha, you know. You're only kind of a partially developed alpha. Because alphas, true alphas, and I'm not even talking about apex alphas, I'm just talking about alphas. Alphas have a natural desire, need, deep within them to own and build a kingdom around themselves. A kingdom involves queens and, right, concubines, and a kingdom also involves owning slaves. It's just the natural function of hierarchical design, okay? It's what alphas need, and straight alphas, you know, in particular, they are so conditioned. They're more conditioned than gay alphas, I think, in the fact that they have to be limited. Straight alphas have this kind of limitation around their mind that they can only do this or only do that. You know, getting your ass licked by a faggot is might feel good, but it's wrong according to society. You see how limiting that is? Like, the idea that a straight alpha, according to society, can't own a faggot and use a faggot. It's limiting the natural power and ability of the straight alpha male. And it's sad. You know, it's very, very sad. Because straight alpha males have every opportunity in the world. And the fact that they're being limited by, they're allowing themselves to be limited by society's kind of expectations is a shame, you know. Like it or not, okay, faggots are a tremendous resource in an alpha's life. Faggots are, they're the worker bees, let's say, in an alpha's life. And a smart alpha, a smart straight alpha, will employ faggots strategically in their life for whatever they need, you know. And notice that I really haven't talked about the sexual aspect at all. I'm just talking about owning a faggot for, you know, functionality in terms of domestic service or whatever, massages, things like that. Then there is the sexual element as well. Like if you own a live-in faggot or whatever, or you have a, you own a faggot that serves you on a daily basis domestically, but you need to get off. A faggot can be used as a utility, you know, just like a fleshlight, a better fleshlight, you know. You would never think twice about fucking a fleshlight, right? You know, because a fleshlight is just a thing. Well, that's what a faggot is. It's a thing. It's a piece of property that a man owns. And straight alphas, again, they go, that's too gay to have a faggot suck my dick. But when they do, when they allow a faggot to suck their dick, invariably, every single one of them comes back to me and says, it doesn't change anything. Like, it felt great. I loved it. I felt more powerful, and I still love women, you know. They all come back away from that saying that because it doesn't change sexuality. A faggot is just a hole to come in, you know, in that instance. But the point is, the real point is that it's the ownership of faggots that's the important aspect. The ownership of faggots is what changes an alpha and allows an alpha to ascend. You know, recently I wrote that post about the life, you know, the real life. I suspect that true alphas, let's say apex alphas who own faggots, okay? Those men read that article and thought to themselves, I am living the real life. Because they are grasping the fullness of what's possible in their life. And I'm sure a lot of straight alphas didn't understand the real message behind that post. You know, what is the real life for a straight alpha male? I can tell you right now that that is not getting married and having a couple of kids. There's just too much that a straight alpha male needs beyond that, you know. There's this life that a straight alpha male thinks he's supposed to have, but then there's the life beyond. It's the real life. It's the whole life of an alpha. What the potential is for that alpha. That alpha life, that whole life, is much bigger than what society tells an alpha that they can have. And that life involves owning faggots. Faggots are the power source behind that. Owning faggots, building a kingdom where you're worshipped by faggots and females, you know, and you have all the treasure and the service and worship that kings deserve. It's the whole life. Yeah, it's the real life of an alpha that's, like I said, beyond the borders of what straight alphas are have been limited to by society. And Master Matthew is just now discovering this. And it's pretty much blowing his mind. He's just like, I can't believe that this existed, you know. And it's a refrain that I hear all the time from straight alpha males who start owning and using faggots. They always say, I wish I'd have known this sooner. I didn't know this was possible. You know, why are they saying that? It's because their eyes become opened. And I think any straight alpha male who opens their eyes to what is really possible with their power will have the same awe and joy that these other straight alphas have today. So that's my little story for today, and I hope that it sinks in to some straight alphas out there. It's a very important hierarchical principle. And I honestly think that it separates the men from the boys. That's how I look at it. So, yeah. Take it from the words of some silly faggot on a podcast, but that's my opinion. So, la-di-da. Anyway. Well, hopefully you enjoyed that. Hopefully you were inspired by that. And I will talk to you later, okay? Love ya. Bye.